Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Moed Katan, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. There were certain minhagim, and certain halachas, that sometimes a friend of a mace would take upon himself as if he was the aval himself. For example, the kroivim have to rise kriya. They rip their baged. Sometimes friends did it also, pashit, to show their mitlai, to show that they feel the pain. There was a minig in certain places. In Tveria, there still is such a minig. In Tveria, the minig is when they carry the arayin. But there was a minig that they would like rip their clothes and your shoulder would be bare. They would rip off their whole sleeve and their shoulder. Zakta Mishnah, friends that want to do this cannot do an achalamayt. Ein kairin, it's aser, to rip a baguette over a mes achalamayt v'lay chaltsin, or to remove the clothes over their shoulder. Furthermore, the ein mavrin. Mavrin refers to the sudas havra. Now there's a din that an aval doesn't eat the first suda from his own food. Others bring him food. Bizman ha-Mishnah, this was done by the chayv v'shal'ir in the center of the town as a piersim. People should get together and feel the pain. During Chol HaMoed, however, it was only done by Beis HaAvel. That's how the Batanur explains it. It wasn't something that everyone joined into. So whether it's the Kriya, whether it's the Chaltsin, the removal of the clothes on the shoulder, or the public Sudas Havra, it's not done on Chol HaMoed, Ela Kraivav Shel Meis. Only the seven Kraivim of the Meis that are Mechuyiv to sit Shiva on him. More of the seven Kraivim, we mentioned it earlier. Father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and wife, or husband. But friends who want to join in, L'chvoidei shel neis, cannot do an achalamat. The Kriya is not done at all. The removal of the clothes on the shoulder is not done at all, and the Sudas Havra is only a private suda in the house. Vaitra says a Mishnah, a Mavrin Ella al Mita Zakufa. Even those that eat the Sudas Havra, they don't turn over the Mita the way they would do during the weekday. Rather, the Sudas were by the Mitas that remained upright. Again, that's a special coverage for the fact that it's Chol HaMoed. Mentioning the Sudas Havra, now the Mishnah is going to teach us some halachis about the Sudas Havra, which is Nogaya throughout the year. You don't bring the food of the Suda Savra, again, that's the first Suda, to the house of the Avul with nice kelim, like betavla, that's a very nice kind of a tray. It's usually made to bring in food in a bekavadik way. The loiva is kutla. It's also a very small, nice plate. Some say it's a small, nice table. Others say it's a beautiful tablecloth. Leiva kanai. It's also a bekavad kekeli. It's wide on one side. The other side is narrow. It has like the shape of a shofar. So how do you bring the food? Ela b'salim, regular baskets. The Gemara explains that at first the Ashirim would bring for the Sudas Havra with beautiful kelim. The Aniyim came with their simple kelim, and the poor people were embarrassed. So the Chachamim were misakein that even the Ashirim should come with the simple kelim. Now the Tana goes back to be Mevayer Dini Avelus B'chol HaMoed. The Ein Oimrim Birkas Avelim B'Moed. After they came back from the Kfura of the Neis, they stood in a line called a Shura, and the people were Menachem the Avelim. Then they gathered in the center of the town. And they said certain brachas as a kind of nechama. And they would finish Baruch Menachem Avelim. The Gemara Masechtas Ksubis talks about it. That's called Birkas Avelim. Normally it was said after the Sudas Havra, but our Mishnah is going to teach us that during Chol HaMoed they did not make these brachas. Once again, Zok the Mishnah, the Ein Oimrim Birkas Avelim B'Moed. They did not say the Birkas Avelim during Chol HaMoed. Not in the center of the town and not in the house. Aval Oimdin B'Shura U'Menachme. But after the Kura, those that went to be Malava, those that came along, stood in a line, and they were Menachem, the oval as he passed through. That's how it was done. People stand on the two sides, and the oval passes in between, and the people are Menachem there. They console them. Upaitrin Eserab. After the Avelim pass through the Shura, the two lines of people, they give Rishus to the Menachem to return to their homes. In other words, you don't have to stay for the Sudas Havra, because during Chol HaMoed, the Menachem don't make the special Birchas Avelim after the Suda. Normally they would stay till after the Suda in order to make the special bracha afterwards. So quickly chazering over, in our Mishnah we learned that if the friends want to join the relatives to do kriya or to remove the clothes from their shoulders or for a public Sudas Havra, they can't. Only the Kroivim of the Mes. And even during the Sudas Havra that's done privately in the house, they don't turn over the beds. We learned Bechlal during a Sudas Havra throughout the year, we don't bring it in fancy kelim, only in a simple basket, not to embarrass anyone. The special Birchas Avelim that was normally said, Berachayiv Ha'ir, was not said in Chol HaMoed. Rather, they stood in the Shura, the people stood in the Shura, the Avelim passed through in the middle, there were Menachem them, and then the Avelim said to the Rabbim, you can go home, you don't have to continue to accompany us to the center of the city or to the house. Some say, Upaitin Asarab means that after Yom Tov it's not necessary to do the Shura and the Tanchumim, because it was already done during Chol HaMoed.